I'm Brian Hanna. Thanks for joining me for Better Than Monkeys, a production of WQLN. The week of December 2nd, the world celebrates the birthday of renowned composer Harry T. Burley. Burley played a significant role in developing the American art song and is well known for his adaptations of African-American spirituals which profoundly had an effect on the great composer Antonin Dvorak, who famously looked to these spirituals when composing his Symphony No. 9, The Symphony from the New World. Well, Harry T. Burley has a very special connection to Erie, Pennsylvania, the home of WQLN-NPR. He was born here in 1866, and we like to celebrate Burley's birthday and his legacy by showcasing composers of color who, like Burley, are leaving their own mark on the world of classical music. One of those composers is none other than Evan Williams. Hello, everybody. I'm Brian Hanna. Thanks for joining me for another episode of Better Than Monkeys here on WQLN-NPR. Well, Evan's music draws inspiration from the Baroque and the Romantic, the modern and the minimal, to popular music and everything in between. Evan was chosen as the Detroit Symphony Orchestra's inaugural African-American classical roots composer in residence in 2018, and he recently completed his Doctorate of Musical Arts at the College Conservatory of Music at the University of Cincinnati. He's joining us as our guest today on Better Than Monkeys, and he brought with him a recording of a performance of his piece for harpsichord and orchestra titled Dead White Man Music, performed by the Urban Playground Chamber Orchestra. Please join me in welcoming to Better Than Monkeys, Evan Williams. Hello, Evan. Thanks for joining us. Why don't we start off by having you introduce yourself?
So I'm originally from the Chicagoland area, African American. I was raised not with classical music in the household or with parents who played or appreciated classical music. I came to music through film, actually. So the first orchestral music I heard was in Star Wars movies and all the great film composers. And I decided in high school that I did want to compose myself. And from there went to a school in Wisconsin and Ohio, and now currently I live in Memphis, Tennessee, where I teach at Rhodes College.
Well, you know, you said you were influenced by film music, as so many young composers are these days. But when you actually get into school and you start learning to compose, all of the basic theory, all of the basic harmony, all of the basic literature for classical music composing, it's primarily Eastern European.
Exactly.
And one of the things that we notice is all these young composers trying to find their own voice. Are they working extra hard to try to find some of their ethnic roots or some of their own voices because of the influence of strictly European pedagogy?
Yeah, that's what I had to do. In fact, in my undergraduate, I actually never learned the music of any composers of color. I think I only studied the music of Ruth Crawford Seeger, the only female that I studied in class, and maybe even just performing. And I was in orchestra, band, one ensemble, choirs. I only think I performed the work of two women in my whole time as an undergrad. And so when I left and went to grad school and started thinking about my music and my influences, I became really concerned about this fact and a little bit upset too. And so this piece sort of is born out of that concern about, well, who should my models be as a young Black composer?
Well, this piece that we're talking about is a composition you wrote called Dead White Man Music, and it's actually a bit of a harpsichord concerto. But why don't you give us a little introduction into this piece of music? It has not only some beautiful original undertones, but it has definitely a European flavor to it.
Yes, definitely. So it's funny because the piece is not meant to put down the canon and to be a statement against the music of Dead White Man. It's actually a struggle between my love for it, but also my desire to figure out who I am as a composer. And so the first movement is called Fantasia on Est Ist Genug, which is a Lutheran chorale, which I use Bach as a huge influence in that movement. The next movement is called Flow, and in parentheses, My Tears. And that is basically, it's sort of a jazz arrangement of John Dowland's Flow, My Tears, with some Nina Simone thrown in for good measure toward the end. And then the last movement is Toccata, where usually you think of a toccata, a keyboard toccata, as solo virtuosic movement. And it does, of course, have virtuosity on the part of the harpsichordist, but everyone of the ensemble at one point is asked to be virtuosic together.
It's a beautiful recording performed here by a wonderful ensemble. It's actually Daniel Walden is the harpsichordist in this performance, and the performance is by a wonderful ensemble called the Urban Playground Chamber Orchestra. And I read on their website that their mission is to perform with anybody, anywhere, anytime. And they're a leader in the world of bringing new, undiscovered composers, forgotten composers, and neglected composers. Do you want to tell us what it was like working with such an ensemble?
Yeah, well, actually, it was quite an honor because my first ever paid commission was from the same ensemble. So a couple years before we did Dead White Man Music, we did a piece called Beautiful Death. And not only was it my first paid commission, but it was the first commission that Urban Playground Orchestra ever did. And so we had this really great relationship going back. And then a couple years later, I told Tom Cunningham, the director, I've had this idea for a piece for a long time. I wanted to write this harpsichord concerto. Can we make this happen? And he jumped at it. And we raised the money together. And we basically, did it by ourselves. We had an Indiegogo campaign to raise the money, and we got donors, and we, found our venue and everything. And it was a really great experience. And of course, we were so fortunate to get Daniel Walden, a great interpreter of contemporary music for the harpsichord. We've just been pleased by the whole collaboration.
Well, why don't we take a listen to this beautiful piece? Again, it's called Dead White Man Music by Evan Williams, performed here by Daniel Walden, Tom Cunningham, and the Urban Playground Chamber Orchestra.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is Evan Williams. I am the composer of the work you just heard, Dead White Man Music, performed by soloist Daniel Walden and the Urban Playground Chamber Orchestra.
Was that the actual first performance of this piece?
Yeah,
was that...
it's the world premiere, yeah.
The world premiere. So when you took this piece, you brought the idea to Tom Cunningham, the director of this ensemble, and you said, I'd like to bring this piece to life. Can we make it happen? You worked together to create a crowdfunding project, which was successful, mm-hmm. obviously. Mm-hmm. Then what's it like to actually put this on the stands and sit there with the musicians and bring it to life?
Oh, goodness. So, you know, it's a lot of work. The concerto was, at the time, one of my longer works, and it took a lot out of me just to even write it. And it's also one of my more personal works, reflecting who I am as a composer. I will admit, the first time that I was ever late on a commission deadline, I took about a month longer to write it than I was supposed to, but Tom was gracious enough to receive the work later than we had planned. And the rehearsals, you know, it's a very quick rehearsal process. I think they only had 3 or 4 rehearsals. You know, even in that time, they did some really amazing work. And beforehand, I had workshopped some of the piece with Daniel, the soloist. We Skyped together, and he said, oh, he was at his harpsichord, and he said, like, oh, things like this works really well, or I wish this was, you know, in a different octave. And here, and of course, the harpsichord is a very interesting instrument. It has all these stops and coupling of the two keyboards, and some of them even have some pedals that you can work with. And, you know, we talked about the best way to bring this piece forward. And even in the last rehearsals, he added some decorations and some things like that that were really quite well done. So it was a very community oriented project.
We talked just briefly about your inspirations for this piece of music. You said that Nina Simone was an influence, mm-hmm. in one of the pieces, the great Nina Simone. How important is it to you as a composer of color to have influences from your own background in writing new music?
When I was first starting to compose, I thought it wasn't important at all. And in fact, I put away the music that I loved as a kid and teenager and focused on what I thought I should be writing as a serious, quote unquote, composer. But now, as I'm a little bit older, I realize that that music that I grew up with is very important, and that it really did shape who I am as a person. And that includes things like R&B and hip hop and gospel that I was raised with. And so as the years have gone by, I've started to reintegrate that upbringing into my my classical music. And it's funny. It's when I sort of decided to be myself is when people took interest. So I'm really glad that people have accepted and embraced this side of my music.
How much music do you actually have out? Do you have some recordings out there?
Yeah, a few commercial recordings are available on iTunes and Amazon and wherever you buy your recordings. Really great collaboration a couple of years ago with soprano Catherine Jolly, who put out an album of my music through Nirvana Records. And that includes my Emily Dickinson settings called Emily's House. And really proud of that project that we released 2 summers ago.
The great Evan Williams, a fine young upcoming composer. We listened to his Dead White Man music performed by the Urban Playground Chamber Orchestra, Tom Cunningham conducting. Daniel Walden was the harpsichord soloist. Thanks again so much for joining us today here on Classics, Evan.
Thanks for having me.
If you'd like a little more information on our special guest today, Evan Williams, well, you can find that at evanwilliamsmusic.info. If you'd like to hear more recordings by the Urban Playground Chamber Orchestra or see what wonderful projects they have on their docket, you can find that at upchamberorchestra.org. If you'd like more information on the great Harry T. Burley, you can find that at burleysociety.com. And special thanks, again, not only to Evan Williams, but to the Urban Playground Chamber Orchestra and Cheryl and Johnny and all our friends over at the Harry T. Burley Society for helping make today's presentation possible. We couldn't have done this without your help. And if you'd like more information on WQLN NPR's original podcast, Better Than Monkeys, check out more episodes. Episodes featuring Cheetah Rivera, Wynton Marsalis, Joanne Folletta, and so many more. You can find those at wqln.org/BTM. Again, I'm Brian Hanna. Thanks again for joining me for Better Than Monkeys, a production of WQLN NPR.